Well, good morning. Welcome to everyone here. Glad to see all of your smiling faces here this morning. And just welcome to our morning of worship here. Just a couple announcements. If you noticed, our bulletin is just filled full of announcements. I guess it's because this is first Sunday of Lent and, you know, lots of things are happening. So as we draw close to Easter, but you'll find an insert in there. One correction I want you to make note there on where on that spring CBM announcement is that is March the 20th. So that's going to be just in a couple weeks here, 2 weeks away really, for our CBM meeting here at the church. And we're going to have a carry-in meal following the morning worship that's and drink and table service will be provided for that. So if you just bring a carry-in, bring something to share in that meal and maybe bring a dessert too, that'd be wonderful. I like the desserts. But just stay. I hope that you stay and enjoy the fellowship. We will be having the CBM meeting following the meal, and you're welcome to stay. I hope that every person stays for that as well. It doesn't matter that if you're a member or not, you can still stay and participate in that in listening, although the voting will come down to just the active members on the roll. So, but you can certainly stay and be a part of that, and you'll get to learn and hear a lot more about what the church is doing, what we're continuing to do. And also just take note that that's going to be that first vote for separation, congregational withdrawal from the Church of the Brethren. So if you're an active member, please come and be a part of that vote. That way you can help and voice the direction of our church. Also, just some other things to highlight there. The Love Feast service will be here following Sunday, Palm Sunday, that is following the service on April 3rd. So I hope that you participate in that. If you have any questions about that, maybe you're not familiar with what a Love Feast service is, notice it does show a picture there of foot washing. There will be that included in it. But note there it says that if you would like to just observe or even do in the hand washing, that is fine as well. So if you have questions about that, Janet can share more about it or I can, and we invite you to stay and participate in that. There's other, I can't go through everything because I won't have time here. But I do want to note there that the Lenten service is on the back of your bulletin. We have shortened those down to the Sundays, prior to Easter on March 27th, April 3rd, April 10th. And there's going to be no fellowship meal. That's kind of different than what we've done in the past if you've been to the Lenten services. Just because of COVID, a lot of these plans were made when COVID was like raging, so we just kind of followed through with what we had done. But anyways, it's going to start at 6 o'clock. They'll have different guest speakers. I'm going to be a part of that. I'll be a guest speaker. And then they're asking everyone to just bring cookies or chips or something to share afterwards. And I hope that you can participate in that as well. One other thing I just note here that's new on our list is the School Beautification Day for North River that the PTA is working on. That's going to be April the 9th. I don't know if it has that date there, does it? It does? I'm just missing it somewhere. Okay. In the list, it shares it. Okay. It just doesn't have it in the announcement, but if you have more questions about that, Susan is here, and she can share with you about that. They're continuing to work. And just a little update as well on all the school supplies that we took over for North River this past week. We got feedback that the teachers were extremely appreciative, that they were coming down and collecting the items and getting those things. And several teachers said they were getting things even for next year that they know they would use. So praise the Lord for that. I looked at all the items, and we had just a table full. And of course, that included things that we had collected and also things that had come from the other churches. And it was a full table. And Ms. Cox, when the principal there at North River said that, you know, this was probably $800 or $900 worth of stuff. And I believe it. I bought two little bags, and I had $50, so it didn't take long to add up. A pack of pencils was $10. So you can just imagine the expense that the parents have, and sometimes that the teachers have. Really, a lot of this came from that we recognized teachers were trying to pull out of their own pocket to make sure the kids have the things they need in the classroom. And we just wanted to make sure that they didn't have to do that, nor should they have to do that. So we want to help in any way we can. It's just a wonderful thing the churches can do. Also, we collected $425 that will go to North River for anything that they need. Ms. Cox said that that they were going to use that to help the children go on field trips, because not all children can afford to go on a field trip, and sometimes children have to stay at school and miss out on the field trip because they're not able to afford it. That breaks my heart. And so what a blessing that we had that offering given from this church, $425. And in fact, we haven't sent that check yet, have we, Charles? We haven't sent that yet. Even today, if you would like to give something to help out with North River School, you can write a check and just put in the memo line for North River Elementary School, NRES. Just put that in the memo line, and we'll make sure that it gets there and it will be used in a great way. So just thought I would share that with you. Is there any other announcements that you'd like to share, Randy? Thank you, Randy. Again, thank you for all your work on the sound. I think it's a much improvement for our hearing here at Moscow. And also, as Randy's sharing, there's listening devices that are available as well now. If you still can't hear the service, that's available. Also, Randy said, if you didn't hear, there's still time for donations. If you'd like to share in that way, they would certainly appreciate it. So thank you, Randy, for keeping us informed on that, and appreciate your work. Also, they're having, this year, the North River Community Prayer Breakfast at Summit Church of the Brethren. It'll be Saturday, April 9th at 8:30 a.m. There is a sign-up sheet on the kitchen door if you'd like to participate in that. That's something the community churches do each year. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, you can. I don't think that you have to pay anything or bring anything, but they just like to have an account of how many people will be there. Is that correct, Faye? Okay. So we'll put this little slip out there on the bulletin board, and also note that the sign-up sheet's there on the kitchen door. Are there any other announcements? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this glorious day. Lord, we thank you for the beginning of Easter here. Lord, as we enter into this Lenten time, we just thank you, Father, that through this season of Lent, Lord, we are able to again just kind of recommit, renew our devotion to you. And Lord, we might just draw close to you during this time. Father, we praise you, and just be with us here this morning and in this service. I pray it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Let's stand together for our morning call to worship. This coming from portions of Colossians 1, found in the inside of your bulletin. It says, "Give thanks unto the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Let's turn in our hymnals now to page 188, "At the Cross." 188. Are you happy? Are you happy? When you think about the resurrection of Jesus, when you think about Easter and all the good things that we've received, listen, friends, you should be happy. I'm happy to be here today. I'm happy that each of you are here today, and I pray that you're filled with the joy of the Lord in your hearts as well. We are happy, aren't we? You know, the Bible says if we draw close to the Lord, we draw near to God, He will in turn draw near to us. Let me ask you, have you been drawing near to the Lord? Have you in your life been spending time with God, trying to, seeking and working to draw near to God so that in turn He is drawing near to you? Well, as we come here to the first Sunday of Lent, we're going to be talking about ways in which maybe we can spend this season of Lent drawing near to God. And in turn, He will draw near to us. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are filled with joy because that's what the Lenten season brings to us. Your joy again, as we are reminded, Father, that You have come. You have sent Your Son to this earth, Lord, to show us Your way, to speak Your words unto us. And Lord, not only that, not just instruction, but You went farther than that. You went all the way to sacrificing Your Son for the punishment and the guilt of our sin. Lord, our sins have been washed away through the blood of Jesus. And Father, we thank You for that. Lord, our hearts rejoice that Your Son came. He died. He hung upon a cross for our sin. And Lord, He was laid in the grave, and 3 days later, He rose to victory. Praise Lord. Praise You, Lord, for that. And we thank You for that. And we are filled with His joy because of it. Lord, bless us, I pray, this service. And might You just continue to renew our hearts with the joy of Your Son, Jesus. It's in His name we pray these things. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, I want to take just a couple minutes here to gather up any praises or prayer requests that you might have. I think I have a praise to begin with, and that is a praise that I am joined up here right to my right with Nancy. And she is here playing, and we just praise the Lord for that. Jean, as you know, we want to continue to keep Jean in our prayers. Jean goes for a test this Tuesday, and she'll get more information about her cancer. But she has shared with me that the treatments so far have not reduced the size of the cancer. In fact, she shared that it is spreading some. So if you would, just keep Jean in your prayers. We lift her up in prayers. We think about her this morning. And her prayer for us is that the music ministry here, because Jean was so instrumental in that, her prayer for us was that the music ministry would just somehow keep going at Moscow. We didn't know exactly for a while how that would happen. But then we were blessed with Janet Bell, who has also stepped in to help in playing, and now Nancy Michael as well. So praise God. Jean's prayers are being answered, aren't they? So we thank the Lord for that. God works, and we know He's working. And we just pray that that for Jean, we pray for healing for her. So would you just keep Jean in your prayers? And you know, it might be nice to send her a card. Her address is in the directory, and you can get that. If you don't have a directory, I can get that for you. But boy, wouldn't it be nice to just kind of shower Jean with cards and let her know that her church family is thinking about her. Let's try to do that this week and send a card to Jean. Even if you don't know her, that's okay. Maybe you've seen her here playing and you're familiar with her. Just let her know you're from Moscow and you're praying for her. That will go a long ways to cheer her up. And she is thinking about you. And she's staying connected to the service through online. She listens to the service online. And she really enjoys just hearing the prayer requests and just staying in touch with all of us. So keep her in your prayers. Also, we want to continue to pray for the situation in Ukraine. We're still watching that unfold. What a horrific event that is. It just tears at your heart. This morning, I seen pictures of a family coming into what looked like a makeshift hospital of some sort, and they had a small child wrapped up in a blanket, and it just was a still photo, so it just captured the moment, and you could just see the distraught in the mother's face as the dad was rushing in the hospital with this little baby, and the child was 18 months old. They said that unfortunately she succumbed to her wound. So if you would just keep those families, the children, the just all those that are impacted by this situation in Ukraine, and We pray too. Again, we just need to keep, like Franklin Graham shared with us, keep praying for the heart of Putin, that his heart might be changed. And we just pray that situation will be resolved without further conflict. So be in prayer for that, if you would. Are there other prayer requests or praises that you'd like to share at this time? Debbie? Yeah, Vance and Pauline, my grandparents, they are about, maybe 4 weeks out of both of them falling. And so they're recovering from that. Pauline had to have a procedure, but they're doing well, and they appreciate your prayers and concerns. So if you would, just continue to lift them up in prayer.
And the little girl was 18 months old from Stanton. It's her Natalie and Nicole Dodge.
Okay, Natalie and Nicole Dodge.
And they're at the St. Jude's, and they've started her chemo.
Okay. Is the little girl Nicole then?
I'm okay. Not sure which one's which.
I know we were praying last week. We want to continue to lift up this mother and daughter, but the daughter is receiving treatments. You said cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stage 4 when they found it.
Yeah.
And they just she started having trouble with her shoulder, and they thought she had hurt her shoulder and took her to the hospital and they found out that it was cancer already.
Okay. Thanks for updating us, keeping us updated on this story, and we're going to keep lifting this family up in prayer and this little girl that God would bring healing to her. Other prayer requests are Susan?
The Bono Cassie
family. The Bono.
Vonda.
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 Oh, yes. Oh, I just could not hear it there. Sorry, Susan. Fonda Cassidy family, absolutely. We want to continue to pray for Hop and for that family. I don't know how many of you got to read the obituary, but it shared so much about just the work that she did in so many different countries. Dr. Linker was able to travel from our congregation with her and Hop and that group several times, maybe two, maybe three times, I'm not exactly sure. Four times, Leon is saying. So I think each of those trips you were headed to Honduras, correct, Leon? I know that most recently she had done work mostly in Honduras, but I know from when I was younger she was doing work in Jamaica and just a lot of other areas of where she did medical mission work. Also, when I was a kid, Fonda, I went to a church camp in Pennsylvania, and Fonda was the camp nurse. So that was always a little bit of security while I was there. You know, I had Fonda to go to if I needed help with anything. And but she just a lovely person and really exemplifies for us what it means to be Christian and to care and love others as Jesus loved us. So we want to be in prayer for that family and for the kids and the grandkids. She was so on hands-on with that family and the grandkids. And so we just know there's a lot of hurting hearts there. So we just want to lift them up in prayer. Thank you, Susan, for reminding me of that and getting me straightened out. Sometimes I have hearing troubles. Deborah says I have selective hearing, but I don't know that that's true. But anyways, yeah. Jennifer? Okay.
She was taken to the hospital last night and they found she has no white cell count.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah. What's her name, Jennifer?
Shirley Williams.
Shirley Williams, okay. If you would be in prayer for Shirley Williams as they, I guess, do some testing to find out what's going on there with a low.
She's had a stroke years ago. Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing that, certainly. Yeah, please be in prayer for Dean Botkin. Not the Dean Botkin that lives down here, but
Judy and Dean.
But Dean has suffered a stroke, and if you would just be in prayer for him.
He had heart surgery first.
Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? Nancy.
Friday, I'm going in to have the CT done on my thigh.
Okay. Okay, Nancy, and what day did you say that was? This Friday, she's going to have a procedure on her back. Would you keep her, Nancy Bailey, in your prayers for this procedure? Thank you for sharing that, Nancy, and we're going to be in prayer for you. Anyone else? All right, with that, let me call on our ushers to come forward now and to collect our tithes and our offerings. Let's stand together in prayer. Will you bow your heads with me? Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, with our hearts, Lord, leaning on you, Lord, looking to you, trusting in you, Lord. Father, that you would hear our prayer, especially, Lord, for the situations that are happening now right in Ukraine. Lord, there are families that are hurting, those that have lost loved ones, Lord. There's families here that are unsure about how their kinfolk are back in Ukraine, Lord. How mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts, cousins are doing. Lord, we just pray that, Father, you comfort those that are going through this situation, Lord, enduring this war. Lord, we just pray that you would be with them, Lord, and that your hand would be upon them. Their heavy hearts through this time. Lord, we pray also for the president of Russia. Lord, we know, Lord, that these nations move and, Lord, are kept in power, Lord, or, Lord, removed of power because of you. And, Lord, we just pray even now that your way, your perfect plan might be had. Lord, we trust in that. Lord, we don't always know exactly what that plan is, but we know, Lord, that you are good, and we are trusting in you, Father, to answer our prayers, Lord, as you see fit. Lord, we pray for those upon our prayer list that continue to seek you, those that are going for procedures, Lord, those that have received healing. Lord, we praise you, and we continue to seek your face in all these matters. Lord, for our offertory this morning, Lord, we give it unto you. Lord, we give seeking, Lord, that you might be blessed. Lord, we don't give seeking any reward, but Lord, we know that you do reward us. And Lord, you bless those who are faithfully giving unto you. And Lord, we just pray that you were honored in all that we offer to you here this morning. We pray for our church at Moscow, especially, Lord, as we go through these difficult times around us. But not only that, Lord, as we contemplate the direction of our church, Lord, we just pray, even as we move towards that March 20th date, Lord, that your guiding hand might be upon this church. Lord, that we would follow your will, and Lord, that we might always seek to follow your word and be truthful to that. Help us, Lord, I pray. Lord, we just give you all praise and glory here this morning. Lord, we praise you as only you can be praised. Lord, there are a lot of people worshiping other gods, but those gods, Lord, we know they don't exist. Lord, they're just a figment of nothing. But Lord, you are the true and living God, as your word tells us. And Lord, we worship and praise you here this morning. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things here together. Amen. All right, thank you, ushers. Our children's church can now be dismissed, as well as our youth Sunday school. Thank you to all those who are helping with that and for all the work that they are doing there. Isn't it wonderful to have all these children here? I've said that before, I'll just keep saying it. We are truly blessed, aren't we, to have these children here at Moscow, and they're excited about learning about Jesus. They come up telling me about it, and I'm sure they tell you about it as well. So we're just so blessed and thankful for each one of them. We pray for them, that God will continue to grow them up in the faith and their learning of Jesus and his wonderful ways. Okay, I want you to turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. And Paul writes, "For I have delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that is the message that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." Really, just capitalized there in those two verses really is the whole Easter story, isn't it? The whole Easter story right there in two verses. Well, if you're going to go out and share the good news with somebody, you could start right there, couldn't you? That is the message that Paul was delivering, the one that he had first received himself, that he had preached that Jesus died, that he came, he was delivered. He came to us. He died for our sins. And even according to the Scriptures, he rose again, was buried, rose again the third day. You know, there's 113 days, that's 113 days is the number of days between Christmas and Easter. 113 days. Now that kind of changes from year to year. You can't go out and spell, can't use that as a statistic every year because Easter kind of fluctuates, doesn't it? Christmas is on a date on the calendar, a fixed date, the 25th, but Easter can float around because it's determined by the moon phases. It can fall anywhere from March 22nd, that's the earliest it could fall, till somewhere around April 25th is the latest that it could be on our calendar. This year it's April 17th, so it falls kind of rather late in the calendar year. But this year is 113 days from between Christmas and Easter, and this Sunday, of course, is the official first Sunday of Lent. And Lent really is a 40-day period, and that's not counting Sundays, leading up to Easter, the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. And I just want to think, I'm thinking that as we move towards that, we go through this period of Lent, that we can use this time wisely. We can use this time in deep reflection. We can use this time to, as I said earlier, draw near to God and use this in a wise way. And so I kind of wanted to start our Easter with maybe just some ideas of how we can make our Easter, our Lenten time more meaningful. And I'm going to give you six ways in which I think maybe you could apply to your Lent that you can make Easter a more meaningful thing to you and use it to grow in the faith. You know, we do a lot at Christmas, don't we? It seems like sometimes we focus more in the church on Christmas than we do on Easter. But really, if you think about the two, Easter is certainly the more important celebrations within the church. If you take away Easter, what value is Christmas? You know, the rejoicing of Christmas is that Jesus came, but he came for a purpose, didn't he? We try to talk about that at Christmas too, but he came for a purpose. He came for a reason, and that was that he was going to die upon a cross. He had came as a lamb, didn't he? He came as a lamb to bear our sin, to die upon a cross. And so what would Christmas be without the resurrection? What would Christmas be without the crucifixion? What would Christmas be without the payment of sin? Without the purchase of salvation? What would Christmas be without any of these things? So we can understand. I'm not knocking on Christmas here, but I'm just saying that Easter certainly is very, very important in the Christian calendar. In fact, it probably, I would say, maybe the most important holiday in which the Christian celebrates. As Easter approaches, I think kind of in the spirit of Easter, I want us to contemplate some ways that we can make our Lenten season more meaningful. And I was so glad that some of you came out to start Lent at our Ash Wednesday service. That's kind of unfamiliar in the Church of the Brethren. In fact, for me, it was quite unfamiliar to go to an Ash Wednesday service. That's just something that I wasn't familiar with until I got involved with the Ministerial Association. But I can see the good in it. And when you apply the ashes, what they represent. And I've enjoyed the services. I was so glad that some came out to be a part of that. And I think that's just, you know, a way in which we can make Lent more meaningful. I thought about it like keeping our hearts in tune with God. Have you ever heard an instrument that's out of tune? And then someone tries to play that instrument and it just kind of clashes, doesn't it? One of the things that when we were playing in a band, we would do before we started playing was we would tune up. And you would make sure that all the different instruments were in tune with one another. Had 3, 4, 5 different instruments. But if the one instrument was out of tune when we were playing, we would automatically know something's not right. Something doesn't sound good. And a lot of times it was me because I play the banjo. And banjos are hard to keep in tune. Somebody told me one time, you know what perfect pitch is on a banjo? That's when you can stand back about 20 foot from a dumpster and you throw it and it lands right in the middle. That's perfect pitch. But banjos are tough to keep in tune. They're constantly changing tune. And you have to have a good ear to try to keep them in tune. But you want your instrument in tune. And our body's an instrument, isn't it? And what happens when our life is out of tune with the things of God? You think it's a beautiful sound to God when if you apply it in that way, the sound of our life, if it's out of tune, it's something that clashes to God, isn't it? Something that doesn't sound good. And we want our life in tune, don't we? And so I think we can use these wet things, hopefully in a way that will help get us in tune with the things of God. Getting our life in tune with the atonement of Christ, with the resurrection power of Christ, with all the blessed things that we come to rejoice and celebrate in at Easter. Okay, six things here. Six ways to make your Easter more meaningful. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to have to move through these quick, aren't I? Or we'll be here after lunch. And nobody brought lunch, did they? So we'll have to move through them pretty quick. But first of all, one, I'm just going to encourage you to spend some time reading the Bible, focusing on the stories of the resurrection, the stories around the Easter story. We do that at Christmas too, don't we? How many of us read through the Bible, the Christmas story at Christmas? I think you can do the same thing at Easter. Read through the Easter story and again hear what the Bible says about those last days, the last week. Really, you can just focus on that last week of Jesus' life and ministry. Last year, I went through the last week of Jesus' ministry. We went through day by day, starting on Sunday, and going through the triumphal entry, and going through all those wonderful things. You know, really, the last week of Jesus' ministry, a lot of major, important things happened. And somebody said the best news that was ever shared in the world was shared, it came from a graveyard, you know, that Jesus was risen. And so some of the most important stories and most important events that happened within our Christian faith happened there, really, in the last few days of Jesus' earthly ministry. The triumphal entry, the cleansing of the temple, the chasing out of the money changers. Remember that story? The plot to kill Judas, or Jesus, and Judas's betrayal. The Last Supper, foot washing, as we're going to be even doing here on Palm Sunday. The Garden Discourse, prayer there in the garden. Passion of the Christ, scourging, crucifixion. Give thought to each of those things. Spend time looking through the Bible. You can just pick up right there in John chapter 13. Just start right there in John chapter 13. And read forward all the way to John chapter 21. Okay, spend time in the Word. Number two, consider giving something up as a way to express your devotion to God. Sometimes Ash Wednesday focuses a good bit on potentially what you might give up or sacrifice, abstain from, with the idea that you might give yourself more fully to the spiritual things of God. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but I'll tell you, if you do choose to abstain from something, make sure that you do it with a spiritual emphasis, not that you're just giving something up to be more healthy or to feel better about yourself, something of that nature. One year, I don't know if this was last year or the year before, I gave up going to fast food, and so for a whole 40 days I couldn't go through the drive-thru, and that was difficult. I depend on that every now and then to go through the drive-thru. But the emphasis was spiritual, not necessarily healthy. It was something that I was surrendering. I was abstaining from, for the purpose that every time I wanted fast food, I would say to myself, Lord, I'm doing this for you. And I want to just surrender a little something of mine so that I might again remember the importance of your resurrection and the atonement that we receive through Christ. So giving something up can be a way of devoting ourselves to the things of God more fully during Lent. So maybe there's something that you would give up during this time, abstain from, that is to gain something spiritually in turn. What's something that you might give up? Some people give up sweet food. Some people give up chocolate, something that they enjoy. Of course, for me, it was fast food. But there's other ways we can give up, too. Bad habits, smoking, cursing, chewing. Any of these things can be surrendered and that we might devote ourselves more fully to the things of God. Okay, number three, listen to sermons or music during this time that allows you to rejoice in the Easter season. That's something simple we can do, isn't it, to listen to sermons, maybe. I try to listen to at least one sermon a week, and that's not my own. I listen to another pastor preach because I want to hear the Word of God preached to me, and I want to hear it as well for myself, even as you get to hear it. And so I try to listen to at least one sermon a week. A lot of times I listen to more than that, But that's a great way through the week to grow and to draw near to God. I hope that that's something you can do. You can find some good preachers on TV, though I have to warn you, be careful about that. There's some that are on there trying to dig at your pocket rather than preach the gospel, so be careful. But there are some good ministers on television. I think a good one is Charles Stanley. He does a good job. Maybe when we have snow days or something, you're home listening to him on the TV. He's a good one. David Jeremiah is a good teacher of the Bible. So there's numerous ones that do proclaim the gospel and are good at are good for you and listening to, and I enjoy listening to them. I listen to something. I get sermons on my phone off an app called One Place. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before, but if you got your phone, you can kind of find that app, and it's got lots and lots of different sermons on there that you can tap into, and you can just listen to that and take time to just hear someone preach the Word of God. It really does build you up. I find myself after I listen to someone preach, it encourages my faith. It strengthens me. It energizes me. It's like my batteries have been recharged. I'm ready to get back out there and do the work of the Lord again. You know, we all get tired, don't we? And sometimes just hearing God's Word, it energizes us and gets us going. And if you don't like preaching, maybe you like listening to music. I put that in there as well. You know, you can listen to all sorts of music, whatever type you like, but you can find music that centers on the work of Jesus during Easter, you know, the resurrection, the cross, and those things as well. Okay, number four, watch a movie or read a book. Search deeper into the story of Easter. Some of my favorite movies are at Easter. How many of you like the movie Ben-Hur? You ever heard of that one before? That's an old one. It's like 1959. Charlton Heston's in that one. And I really like it. It's not necessarily centered on the life of Christ, but as kind of a sad story in Ben-Hur is this moment where you see Jesus and you kind of get the story of Easter even through that movie. I guess another Charlton Heston movie I like to watch around Easter is The Ten Commandments. And, of course, that parallels the exodus of Israel and the lamb being brought forth, kind of parallels our story, the Easter story of Jesus, the lamb that was slain to provide for us our exodus, our freedom. And also, if that you don't like movies, maybe a good book during this time. You got 40 days. You can knock a book out in 40 days. So find a book that centers on the things of Easter. I thought of a couple of The Case for Christ. Have you ever read that one before? By Lee Strobel. Boy, that is a good book and really, really is enjoyable. Also, The Case for Easter is another one that he wrote by Lee Strobel. He Chose the Nails by Max Lucado is a good book that you might check out. The Wonder of Easter by Ed Drew is another great, it's a family devotional that you could use. So again, these are just ways in which you can grow during this time. Number five, spend some time with your children or your grandchildren doing activities at Easter and teaching them about the message and the story of Easter. Easter gives us a great opportunity. I didn't get to mention during the announcements, but one of the things that we'll be doing with the children here is an Easter egg hunt. Kind of our annual Easter egg hunt, and we look forward to that. We always have a great group of kids that come, and we always pray with them, and I share just a little bit beforehand about Easter and what we've come to celebrate. And so it's always a real opportunity. It's an opportunity for you, too, as parents, to talk to your children and talk to your grandchildren, maybe even your great-grandchildren, if some of you have that, about the story of Easter. What a real opportunity it gives you to kind of talk with them about Easter. Some of your children or grandchildren might be thinking that Easter is just about bunny rabbits or collecting eggs. And you can have the opportunity to share with them what the true story and message is of Easter. Activities that you could do could include maybe dyeing eggs. One way you can talk about even when you're dyeing or coloring eggs. You can just be creative in sharing the story. One particular person said you can use the colors to share the message. That black represents sin. Maybe they color the eggs black or something. You could talk about sin. Red, the color red would be for the blood of Christ. Purple would be for God's grace. Blue for baptism, thinking about the water. And the white is the forgiveness of sins. And the green is eternal life. Isn't that just a simple way that you can just use colors there as they color the eggs to talk about the message of Easter? And so that you just be creative, but get down onto their level and talk with them about the things of Easter. And number six, this is the last one, that is just to make a point to remember and celebrate the resurrection over the next 6 weeks. I hope that you do that. If you, none of these other things strike you as being something that you want to do, that's okay. But just do something. Do something during this time that will focus yourself on the story of Easter, on what we celebrate, on what gives us joy, what fills our hearts with love. Spend some time seeking the things of God during this 6 weeks that we have of Lent. You know, just use this time wisely and draw near to God so that He might draw near to you. I hope this encourages you a little bit. We need some encouragement, don't we, in our Christian faith, our Christian walk. Sometimes we get distracted. Sometimes we get tired on the road. We need some encouragement. So I hope this is some encouragement to you. Get back in the Word. If anything, just get back in the Word. Start, you think, where do I begin? Start right there, as I said. You know, start in the book of John. Start there in chapter 11 and just read forward. And again, hear what the Bible is saying about the story of Jesus. Listen, we're here today because of the Easter story, aren't we? We're in this church today because of the good news that we receive at Easter, that the tomb is empty and that Jesus has risen. We serve a risen Savior, don't we? Our Savior is risen. We don't come serving a dead God. We don't come serving a God that is still in the grave, but our Lord has risen. He has victory over death, and friends, He has given you victory over death. We are victorious in Christ, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Work at drawing near to God in this time. Start this week. Maybe it's listening to music. Maybe it's picking a book up and reading, studying the Scriptures. Do something. Activate your faith. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You that You give us this period of Lent, Lord, these 40 days in which we can reflect on the things, Lord, that You have done for us as Your church. Lord, we are so grateful, Lord, that You have come to this place, this earth, Lord. You humbled Yourself, the Scriptures tell us. You made Yourself lower than the angels. And You came down into this place, Lord, to reveal Yourself to all man. Lord, we thank You that we have received You. And Lord, we seek now to, Lord, draw near to You even through this time of Lent and Easter. Help us in our studies, Lord. Help us as we seek to grow in our faith. Bless us, I pray, in all that we do. It's in Christ Jesus' name we pray these things together. Amen.